Chapter 72. "How's the drinking?" Dick said. "I haven't had a drink in 3 weeks and 4 days," Jesse said. Dick smiled. "And there are several minutes every day when you don't miss it."
"Not that many," Jesse said.
"And you recently escaped death," Dick said.
"I did. Anthony DeAngelis didn't."
"How do you feel about that?"
"Should have had more cops on the scene," Jesse said.
"Tell me about that," Dick said.
"Could have had state police support. I chose not to. I wanted to do it ourselves."
"Because they had done their crimes in your town?"
"Because they had killed Abby Taylor."
Dick nodded.
"I took it personally."
"You're a person," Dick said.
"Meaning?"
"Meaning it is impossible not to take things at some level personally."
"What about professional?" Jesse said.
"Things exist simultaneously," Dick said.
"Meaning I can take it personally and be professional?"
"Meaning you need to be two contradictory things at the same time," Jesse said quietly. Then he said,
"You know about that?"
"Of course. It's what you have to deal with."
"What do you think all the rigmarole of psychotherapy is about?"
"You have to care about your patient," Jesse said, "but you can't let the caring interfere with your treatment."
Dix made a movement with his head that might have been a nod. Jesse was quiet again.
"You know the kid that got raped?" he said after a while.
Dix did the head movement again.
"She's gone. Family put the house up for sale and moved away."
"Do you know why they moved?" Dick said.
"I assume it was too tough on her in school. You know what kids are like."
Dick smiled faintly and waited.
"I couldn't save her," Jesse said.
"Why would you think you could?"
"You did what you were able to do. You caught her rapists and brought them to justice."
"Yeah. A few months swabbing floors after school in the police station."
"That's the justice that was available," Dick said. "You couldn't prevent her rape. You can't prevent her peers from alluding to it."
Jesse looked past Dick's out the window. It was a fresh, bright day, intensified by the new snow.
"Seems to me that nobody can protect anybody."
"Risk can be reduced," Dick said,
"but not eliminated."
Dix was quiet, waiting. Jesse said nothing, still looking out the window.
"There's a point," Dix said after a while, "where security and freedom begin to clash."
At midday, the sun was strong enough to melt the snow where it lay on dark surfaces. The tree limbs had begun to drip. Jesse turned his gaze back onto Dix.
"You're not just talking about police work," Jesse said.
Dix tilted his head a little and said nothing.
"The rigmarole of psychotherapy," Jesse thought.
"People need to live the life they want to live," Jesse said. "They can't live it the way somebody else wants them to."
Dick smiled and raised his eyebrows. "Everybody knows that," Jesse said.
Dick nodded.
"And few people actually believe it," Jesse said.
"There's often a gap between what we know and what we do," Dick said.
"Let me write that down," Jesse said.
"Psychotherapy is not snake dancing," Dick said. "Mainly, it's just trying to close the gap."
Jesse's lungs seemed to expand and take in deeper breaths of air.
"Jen," he said.
Dick looked noncommittal.